Joe Birdie began his week with one goal, to finish the Boston Marathon for a charity for children. It was a last-minute decision. He had only 8 weeks to train. 6 miles before the finish, he began running out of steam, but he pushed through.
About 30 seconds later, I heard an explosion, and I just immediately felt like it was a bomb.
He turned around and saw smoke. A few seconds later, the second bomb went off. His wife, Amy, was at the finish line, yards from the first bomb.
The woman actually standing next to my wife, her half of her leg was missing, and half of her hand was missing. And so my wife ran to go get a police officer to try to help.
Amy thought he was in the explosion. His cell phone died. He didn't even find her until an hour later at the hotel. They felt lucky. The next day, they flew back to Texas. But that isn't where their story ends. Driving from Dallas to Austin on I-35, Joe Birdie was passing through the town of West. He saw black smoke. Then he heard a boom.
And it looked like a nuclear bomb. It was a giant mushroom cloud.
He stopped for a moment to snap a photo. Was this really happening? Again? He called his wife. He couldn't believe what he was seeing.
I kept looking up to see if anything's falling, but it seemed like it was safe. I snapped a picture quickly and then jumped in the car. And then my next reaction was just to get away from there and get out of there as quickly as I can.
At that point, he had another goal, get home to his wife and kids. He'd had enough for 1 week.
I was exhausted after the last few days, so I just went home.
Now, the Birdie family is just hoping for a quiet weekend. Stella Chavez, KERA News.